A Present Day Challenge to Prayer, edited by Captain Carey. This is the last chapter of Part 2, last chapter of the book, Chapter 8, being read by Peter John Parisi, also known as Brian Dean. None of my audios are copyrighted. Please feel free to make as many copies as you desire to the glory of God. Chapter 8, Recollections, an address to students. The Life on Wings. One of our Indian workers and a faithful member of our prayer union recently found a small volume in one of the second-hand bookshops in Calcutta entitled A Spiritual Awakening Among Indian Students, addresses of six student conferences by the student volunteer movement held at Jaffna, Bombay, Lahore, Lucknow, Calcutta, and Madras, published by Majeure Addison & Company, Madras, in 1896. This Indian worker turned over its pages, found that one of the addresses was by the late Mr. Hyde. He immediately decided to purchase it. The marked price was 2 annas, but the man would take no payment for it, as it was stained and spoiled. It was immediately carried to one of our members, who has kindly sent it on to me with these words, 26 years ago, and he who spoke on the life on wings in Lahore during this conference when Dr. Mott was present, still speaketh to us and to the body of Christ. I know you will rejoice with me at the discovery of this volume. F.K. From The Life on Wings by the late Reverend J.N. Hyde. At another time, Satan seems to have struck a hard blow at the work and what is fighting against discouragement. Then a passage like that in 2 Chronicles 15 infuses strength. The Lord is with you, while ye be with him. One knows that he has not forsaken the Lord, and that therefore the Lord has not forsaken him. And with this promise that he can say to Satan, wait and see who will have the victory. And he feels that he can go out alone, even into the battle. His prayer may be like that of Asa, who cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God, let not man prevail against thee. 2 Chronicles 14:11. After such a prayer as this, the Lord could do nothing else than smite the Ethiopians before Asa. At some such times of discouraging circumstances and trial, when strength comes and one rests in the word Father, there comes to one an experience in which he feels as it were on wings. It is an actual experience, and there is no verse that so well describes it as that in Isaiah. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. My friend, can you say that word, Father? It happens also at times that we do not see the fruit of our labors, and the heart longs to see the harvest. I have read a story of a Scottish minister to whom, one Sabbath morning, some of his elders or deacons came and said they felt they must speak to him about the small results of the past year. The minister replied that he had tried to be faithful and to do his duty. But again they told him they felt it laid upon them to speak to him that there had been only one communicant received in the whole year, and he was a boy. The minister went through with the service that morning with a heavy heart, and at its close, lingering in the kirk made dear to him by so many memories, he felt as though he could die, and while thus cast down, one came up to him. It was the boy before mentioned, and he said, Pastor, do you think if I worked hard, I could be a minister and a missionary, perhaps? Robert, the minister said, you have healed the wound in my heart. Yes, I think you will be a minister. Years passed away, the story says, and the old minister was laid in his grave, when one day a missionary returned from a foreign land. His name was mentioned with reverency. The great received him into their homes. Audiences rose to greet him, and nobles stood uncovered in his presence. It was Robert Moffat, the boy of the old Kurt. He had added a country to civilization, a providence to the church, and savages through his work had become obedient to Christ. The harvest of faithful work is sure. It may be, however, we have wanted results instead of wishing that needy souls might have life, and that Christ might see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied. Have we ever wept for souls? Have you? Have I? He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Let us go out looking to the need about us and to our Savior, trusting him to use us for his glory. End of the book, A Present Day Challenge to Prayer.